Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A sitting Richland County supervisor has died. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. Marty Kelly Brewer was born on Buck Creek in Richland County and spent his youth working the farm. He was a star student at Richland Center High School and even attended Badger Boys State. After graduating from UW-Platteville with a degree in political science, he moved to the Madison area and worked for American Family Insurance as a health underwriter. Once he retired after 30 years at American Family and as the director of health underwriting, he and Connie moved back to Buck Creek, where he pursued his lifelong dream of starting his own business. He began Buck Creek Tractor Company, where he bought, restored, and resold the antique Alice Chalmers tractors he had loved as a boy. He also spent 23 years driving a school bus and teaching hundreds of students driver's ed. Although his career was insurance, his political science degree didn't go to waste. Always involved in local politics and community service, from his days as a McFarland JC and village board member to his later years as a Richland County board member and chair of the Richland County Board of Supervisors. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Award recipients have been chosen and announced. The annual awards, which are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio Civic Media, will be presented at the annual banquet held Sunday, January 26th at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. This awards program was started to honor those who have truly made a difference in our daily lives. It is meant to be a time when the community and county can stop and say thank you and recognize those efforts. The awards that will be presented are Employee of the Year, meant for an outstanding community employee employed by any company in the community that has made a large impact on the organization. This year's award goes to Fred Dillon from Quick Trip Downtown. Business of the Year is a business that has made a deep impact on the community through its work, its employee impact, its volunteerism, or its leadership to create growth and a true sense of community. This year's award goes to Chet's Feed, Seed & Such. The Outstanding Organization Award is for an organization, formal or informal, that has made a deep impact on the community through its work, its vision, its volunteerism, or its leadership to create a caring, compassionate community. The Simons Recreation Complex will be honored with this award this year. Civic Leadership Award goes to an employee of the city, county, state, or other governmental agency who goes above and beyond the call of duty to enhance Richland County. Sandy Campbell from the UW Extension Office will be honored this year. There are many nonprofit organizations that make our county a better place to live and deserve recognition, but this year's recipient is the Union. The Best Face Forward Award recognizes a business or commercial property owner who has improved the appearance of a building or property in the community. This year, the award is going to Muller Auto Body. The Community Stewardship Award is for an individual or couple who has made a difference in our community, providing inspiration and vision by touching the lives of Richland County residents. This year's recipient is Jerry Bauer. The Emergency Responder Award will give special recognition to the individuals who risk their lives to save others. This year's Law Enforcement Officer of the Year goes to Kevin Melby, and the EMT of the Year to Robin Pearson. The Educator of the Year goes to Jamie Jones from the Richland School District. Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year, goes to anyone working in the medical field, which could include doctors, nurses, CNAs, or anyone involved in serving in the medical arena in any way, including those behind the scenes to make us a healthier community. Dr. Robert Smith was chosen to receive the award this year. The Up and Coming Youth Award is meant to recognize someone 18 or under who is making a difference in the community or school. The recipient should be someone who puts others before themselves, demonstrated by the example of their efforts. This year's award is going to Ben Hipsch from Ithaca High School. You are invited to join these recipients on Sunday evening, January 26th, at the Phoenix Center. Social time begins at 5:30, with dinner being served at 6:30, followed by the awards ceremony. Tickets are priced at $20 and include dinner, dessert, and drink. Tickets can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Ameriprise offices, Christie's Sunnyside, or by calling 608-604-7022. Due to the extreme cold that occurs each winter, especially when prolonged, Richland County Warming Centers are identified by Richland County Public Health in partnership with the Richland County Emergency Management. Potentially dangerous wind chills are expected from Saturday night into Tuesday, with wind chills ranging from 20 to 40 below zero. If you need a place to warm up in Richland County, the following shelters are available: the Brewer Public Library and Richland Center during normal business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 6, Fridays from 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. The Woodman Community Senior Center and Richland Center during normal business hours, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. The Village of Viola office will be open during normal business hours from 8:30 to 4:30 and can make the senior dining site available during that time. The Viola Public Library will be open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 to 12:30 and 1 to 5, Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 to 7, and Saturdays from 9:30 to 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library will be open Tuesdays from 11 to 5, Wednesdays and Fridays from 11 to 4:30, Thursdays from noon to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. Officials will monitor the use of the warming centers and the extreme cold to determine their continued need during this excessive cold event. Two men reached a remarkable milestone at the American Red Cross Blood Drive in Richland Center Wednesday. Clifford Judson and Joe Durst have each reached the 26-gallon milestone. Congratulations and thank you for your commitment over the years. And today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Louise Huffman of Richland Center on ticket number 292.